Psalm 65, from verse 1. Praise waits for you, O God, in Zion, and to you shall the vow be performed. O Father, we have come to meet you with praise. We have come and we are meeting you with praise. Let the fruit of our lips give praise to his name. Give praise to God, give praise to God, give praise to God, give praise to God. O you that hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. O you that hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. Father, we have come to you because it is you that hears all prayers. It is you that hears all prayers. Sacrifice of Jesus. on the cross for us. Blessed is the man who you choose. Thank you because you have chosen us. Choosing us in the beloved. Thank you for choosing us in the beloved. Thank you for choosing us in that you sacrificed yourself, your life, to die for our sins and to be raised again the third day for our justification. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we may dwell in your courts. Thank you for choosing us so that we can approach you and we can dwell in your courts. It is by this finished works of Christ that we can come to God boldly. It is by the finished works of Christ, in that he died for our sins and was raised again the third day, that we are able to confidently approach the presence of God in prayers. Wherever you are, can you say, Father, I thank you, because by terrible things in righteousness will you heal us. Father, I thank you, because by terrible things in righteousness will you answer us. O God of our salvation, who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth. O God, our confidence. God, our confidence. No wonder when we pray, he answers. Because God can be banked upon. God can be relied upon. God can be trusted. Carry the Nandra the balance. Lord, we thank you. Father, I thank you. Because by terrible things in righteousness, you will answer me today. By terrible things in righteousness, will you answer us? Psalm 65 verse 5. Oh, Shakapa, he says, by his strength he sets fast the mountains. Our God is girded with power. He stills the noise of the seas, the noise of the waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the outermost part are afraid at their tokens. He says, he makes the outgoings of the mornings and evenings to rejoice. What a God we serve. What a God you are. What a God we serve. What a God you are. Go ahead and give praise to God. Go ahead and give praise to God. Our God is mighty. He's the Almighty God. Are you praying already? He's the Almighty God. Give praise to the Almighty God. Give praise to the Almighty God. Kala pada tata pakatas. Keto para santa la pakata pata tata dash. Kapa tata tata basha pada pakata kala pakata pata. Sharapan tene pakata dash. Kala pakata pata tata dash. Carry ship and enter the banner of God of us. Of Ask, Seek, Knock. Now, the Bible says in Matthew 7, verse 7, it says, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Verse 8 says, for everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. For what man is here of you whom his son asks bread? Will he be asked a fish? Will he give him a serpent? Will he then be even more of the people to see his children and which much of the father who does not even give good things to them that ask him? Now, last week we really emphasized on the asking part of that verse, and we saw how that asking is the most surface level in our prayer walk. And then we went on to practice what we learned. We asked for 5 things, and looking forward to your testimonies for that. I personally give testimonies this week, testimonies of healing in my body, of favor and supply, supernatural supply of my needs. I want to encourage you to go over the recordings. We have the recordings on the website. Just go over the recordings for heartfelt prayers and be blessed. So today we're going to be looking at seeking and knocking. And to begin with seeking, I want us to understand that the reason why we learned last week that asking is the most surface level of our prayer walk with God is because what God desires, the reason why God sent his son to die on the cross and to come back to life again for our justification, the reason why God did all those things wasn't so that he can meet our needs. Because if it was about meeting our needs, then Jesus wouldn't have really needed to come, because even before Jesus came, God was meeting people's needs. Even before, even right now, people that don't believe in Jesus, they can ask God for something and they will receive it. You know, the Bible says that God is the one that makes the sun to shine both on the just and the unjust. Likewise, does he make rain to fall both on the just and the unjust? And that is why farmers, whether you're a believer or not a believer, as long as you're a farmer and you plant, God's going to cause rain to fall. And the rain is going to bless the works of your hands. So asking is the most surface level, because when you understand that the most important reason why God became a man, Jesus Christ, to die for your sins, so that he can have a relationship with you. And much more than having a relationship with you, a very intimate relationship with you, he wants to live truly and be expressed truly in this. Now, when you go further in your work with God, in your prayer work, and you graduate from just asking to seeking, this is what you're doing. Now, let's person, you know. You are simply pursuing knowledge. You are pursuing an intimate knowledge with God. So the focus of your prayer is going to shift from asking to have things to pursuing to know the Lord. Okay, and prioritizing the things of God. The Bible, the word seeking in that Matthew 7 verse 7 is the word zetio. Is the word zetio, and it means, as used in Matthew, it was used in Matthew 2 verse 13, referring to, you know, that part of scripture where Herod sought to find baby Jesus and kill him. You know, he sought baby Jesus, you know, he went in search for him to kill him. So to seek is to search. It means to act upon a desire to find something. Okay, if you are seeking to find something, it means that thing is hidden. Okay, if you are seeking to find something, it means that thing is hidden. It means that thing is out of your reach. But not necessarily doesn't mean it is out of your reach. It means that, because in the context of the knowledge of God is hid in your heart by His Spirit in you. So, emphasis on Him. The Bible says, you know, God says, when you seek me, you will find me. He says, when you draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. So when you graduate from just asking God for things, to really pray to know Him, then you will know Him. Because the degree to which you will know the Lord is largely hinged on how much you are willing to seek Him. And the Bible says God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So, in the context of Matthew 7, because before we move into Matthew 7, Jesus was saying something earlier in Matthew chapter 6. And he was talking about seeking first the kingdom of God, placing priority on the kingdom of God. And then he was talking about how that when you go after seeking the kingdom of God first, other things, other good things, like the things that you mentioned that you prayed about last week, all those good things will be naturally added onto you. And so you won't need to ask God for good things anymore. Rather, good things will be added onto you. So you won't. And what are the good things? Jesus mentioned them in Matthew 6, in Matthew 6, verse 24. He says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other. And you see, seeking is a matter of priority, and priority is a matter of love. Okay? What you love most. When you love yourself, you are graduating. When you love yourself, you will pursue having things for yourself. When you love the Lord, you will pursue knowing the Lord, knowing His heart, knowing His intentions, knowing His decisions. So seeking the Lord means that before you make a decision, you want to know if this is God's will. Before you ask for something, you want to know if this aligns to His will, if this is what God wants for you. You know, you want to travel out of the country, you first seek the Lord. Lord, is this Your will for me? Which country is Your will for me? You want to embark in a particular trade or for an entrepreneurial work, your first priority is to like seek the Lord and say, God, is this Your will for me? And then when you do that, it means that you are seeking God's plan for your life. Now look at this. He says that you cannot serve God and mammon. You have to either choose God or mammon. Then he went on to keep talking to them in verse 25. Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, but they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to your stature? And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. why God so called the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow can, you know, is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? So Jesus considers praying, see, Jesus classifies praying to God for things, for material things, classifies it as little faith. And, you know, being worried about things, being worried about your needs, and then praying, like making that the focus of your prayer, Jesus calls that little faith. And then he went on to describe what faith actually is. He says, you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Do you know that the moment you change, see, one of the reasons why people have delay in receiving answers to their prayers is because of their motive. The moment you have a shift of motive, the moment, and you see, as you go on in your walk with God, there are times when it becomes more difficult to have anything that you ask for, anything that you just think about that you need. There comes a point where you have to really, really check, why do I want this thing? You see, once your motive is aligned and it is indeed in line with God's will, then no devil under the earth or on the earth or in disguise is going to be able to withhold you from receiving that answer. You see, a lot of times people just go about like seeking their own desires, seeking their own wants, and putting it on God. Meanwhile, this is a better way to pray. Better way to pray is to pray with a desire to prosper God's work on the earth, to prosper God's kingdom. Sometimes you don't even, you see, when you live like this, you will never really, financial provision will no longer really be a prayer point for you, because God is going to provide for you, because you are living a life where you see yourself as a steward. You see that, okay, the money that I'm making is not for me and my family alone. It's God is making this provision so that he can bless his work, he can prosper his work, his kingdom on the earth through me. When you have that perspective towards resources, towards money, then you are not clingy with money. And then when you are not clingy with money, then you're going to be blessed. You're not going to have to struggle financially. Amen. Says, take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to that day is evil. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't save for tomorrow. I'm not saying you shouldn't save for money. I'm saying the heart with which you save. What Jesus is addressing here is your priority. If and how we can test your priority is, are you willing to part ways with all those money that you have saved? Like if God tells you today, hey, sell all the things that you have and give the money to the poor, are you going to do it, or are you going to be like that rich young ruler who bowed his head and walked away? That is what Jesus is addressing here. You see, when we have a way of admiring the great men of God who prayed and had wonderful results through prayer, but we are not willing to pay the price that they prayed to come to that level where they become people who are masters. You see, one of the essence of heartfelt prayers is not for you to come and pray; it's for you to come and become an expert in the art of praying. It's a training school. It's a prayer training school, and that's why I want you to take everything that we're learning here seriously. You see, it's just 1 hour, but everything that we're learning here are purely from God's word, as I keep showing you every week. You see, he says in Matthew 8 verse 20, verse 2 about Jesus. And you see, when you graduate from asking to seeking, it means that you have graduated from being that leper that came to Jesus and worshipped him so that he could receive his healing, to that person who really wants to know God, who really wants to know how to become, you know, who really wants to know how to become a channel through which God can heal other people. You know, you're not just after, oh, God bless me, bless me, bless me. You graduate to a point where you want to know how to give blessings to other people. You want to know how God wants to function through you. You want to know which, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to start a church or that you're going to become a pastor. You know, prioritize God's heart and you really want to know His heart. So seeking is to find how to become like Jesus and what to do to become like Jesus. It is to desire and graduate from just being a receiver to being a channel of blessing to the world. You know, and it's very beautiful when we see that scripture in Matthew 8 verse 2, where like Jesus just, the Bible says that Jesus put forth his hand and touched the leper. And Jesus replied to the leper and said, "Oh, I will make you whole." And immediately this leprosy, it happened immediately, but there's a life behind this event, and that is the life that Christ lived. One of the examples of that life is that in the Bible says in Mark chapter 1 verse 35 that in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. What would make somebody wake up very early in the morning to pray? It's a delightful heart towards knowing the Lord. It's a delightful heart towards seeking the Lord. It's a delightful heart towards understanding the will of God for your life and just knowing how to be a blessing to your world. And you see, when you graduate from just asking and asking, you and you come into this realm of seeking, then you have a clearer understanding of what it is that is God's plan and purpose for your life. You have a clearer understanding, you know, and you have a clearer understanding of, oh, this is the person to marry, this is not the person to marry, this is the place to live, this is not the place to live. You have a clearer understanding of, this is my purpose here on earth. It is in this realm that you have knowledge of who God is and of who you are on this earth. Can you just open your mouth wherever you are and say, "Lord, help me to seek your kingdom first"? I know it's not easy. I know sometimes we are overwhelmed by the desires of the flesh and the desires of the flesh and you know, our needs, our wants. But God, can you just help my heart to seek your kingdom, to prioritize you, to prioritize knowing you, Lord, to prioritize your kingdom, to seek you first in all things, to seek you first, you know, to choose you above mammon, to choose you above my needs, to choose you above my material needs, to choose you every time. Because you see, seeking is a lifelong journey. You know, it is an everyday thing. You have to develop a relationship with God that is based on knowing the Lord. Your relationship with God should not be based on having and receiving things from Him. It should be based on knowing Him. Can you just pray wherever you are and say, "Lord, help me"? It's a simple prayer, but it's something that if you would pray with your heart, God is going to be rejoicing right now in heaven. God is always happy when someone comes to Him, not because of what they can get from Him, but because they want to know Him, because they want to be His friend, because they want to have a walk with Him, an intimate relationship with Him. Lord, help me to seek first your kingdom. Lord, help me to prioritize your kingdom in all spheres of life. Help me to prioritize your kingdom in all spheres of life. Help me to seek you first. Help me to prioritize knowing you. Help me to prioritize walking in your will. Help me to prioritize choosing your will and your plan for my life. Help me to prioritize seeking. Help me to prioritize digging help me to prioritize seeking you until I am rewarded. It says God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Shaka Dande. Help me to put in the sacrifice that is needed. The sacrifice that is needed to pursue. Because seeking would demand a price. Seeking the Lord would demand a price. And that price is to spend time with Him. That price is to wake up early every day consistently to hear from Him, to read His word, and be led by Him and be blessed by Him by just knowing more about Him and His nature, you know, and by extension you are blessed. God is not the one who benefits from us seeking Him. Rather, we are the ones who benefit from seeking the Lord. That is why the Bible says He rewards those who diligently seek Him. So you're not doing God a great benefit by seeking Him. You are rather doing yourself great good by seeking Him. Can you pray and say, Lord, help me to seek you. Help me to seek your kingdom. Help me to prioritize your kingdom. Because you see, what I'm showing you today is the secret to answer prayers. When you have a heart that says, Lord, when you give me this money, I will use it for your kingdom. When you give me the job, I will use the money for me to further your kingdom. Lord, when you change, when you help me to pay off my bills, I'll be able to concentrate much more on fulfilling your plan on the earth and furthering your kingdom on the earth and doing your assignment for my life. When you help me to be maritally selfish, when you give me a good man, we're going to raise our children, and our children are going to be a great addition to your kingdom. When you have this kind of orientation towards prayer, then you become someone who sees answers prayers. You're the one who becomes someone who prays answered prayers, not just for yourself, but even for other people. You're going to become a channel of blessing to other people. Kala Brakata Mahashi. Lord, help me to seek first your kingdom. Help me to seek first your kingdom. Help me to seek first your kingdom. Jebala Brakata Bala Brakata Bala Banashi. Kito Brakoso Bono Sarabati. Enda Brakata Basus. Nesta Brakata Bala Brakata Patata Patatash. Japrakata Bala Brakata Parasus. Venesha Brakata Bala Brakata. Zaprakwana Brakata Bashambala Brakata Bala Brakadash. Ekata Brakata Manda Brakata Bala Brakata Bashambala Brakata Bala Bash. Zaprakwata Patakata Barakata Bash. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Father, I ask for your people that you would help us to prioritize your kingdom, to prioritize knowing you more and more, to prioritize your will every time and any time, that you will help us to seek your plan and purpose, to seek knowing you above asking for good things, in the name of Jesus, that you will help us to prioritize your will above our own will, that you help us to know you, Lord, and to know you more, in Jesus' name. Now we are moving forward to knocking, because he says, ask, shall be given unto you, knock and you shall seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. It says, for whosoever asks receives, and whosoever seek finds, and whosoever knock, shall be opened unto them. So knocking is actually taking a step further from just seeking to know the Lord. It's taking a step further to do the work, to put the knowledge that you have received to work. It is actually going a step further to coming into alignment, to coming into a transformation. And the end of this transformation is that you are able to freely express God's nature here and there. And so this is the point where you literally become that, you literally transition from the class of that leper who was asking God, who was asking Jesus for healing. You literally transition into that class of Jesus Christ that prays for the leper, and the leper received their healing. Okay, and this is actually as though we're going up the pyramid. The further up we go in the journey of a pyramid, the fewer people you find at the top. And so it is, you find fewer people at this point of knocking, because this part is demanding. This part requires some level of sacrifice, some level of denying the flesh. You come to a point where you're not just after receiving blessings, knowing the Lord and having a personal sweet fellowship with God, your quiet time and everything. You can be at your place of work, and then you're attending to a customer, and the Lord drops something in your heart about something that is bothering that customer. The Lord drops a word of knowledge in your heart for them, and then you just ask them and bless them through that word of knowledge. You know, at this point you are coming to that class, and that's what knocking does. Knocking, in the place of knocking, your spirit man has gained ascendancy over your flesh, and so you have come to a point in this level of knocking where when we look at you, when we look at your conversations, when we look at your actions, when we listen to you, we can attest that there's God resident in you. You are not just a temple of God by theory. You have become a practical temple of the Most High God. And that is what knocking does. Knocking is a process of you know, intensively and consistently praying with the focus of being transformed by the prayer that you are praying. So we're not just saying, oh, we pray 20 hours, we pray 3 hours, we pray 10 hours. No, we're saying that every time you come to the presence of God, the knowledge of God that you have, there is a transfer into practical expression of those knowledge in your life. So we can trace, for example, that God can heal the sick. You don't just know it now, but we can trace it in your experience that you have not just received healing in your body. You have become someone through whom other people can be healed. You become someone who encourages other people's faith to receive healing. Okay? And then you can talk to other people about receiving healing in their bodies. The Lord, I don't know, there's this particular person, you reach out to people almost every day, and you're kind of like someone who attend to people almost every day, new people every day, and I see the Lord much more expressive through you. He's going to express himself through you supernaturally to those people, and yeah, you're going to be a blessing to them. These people are going to be older than you, richer than you, and you're going to be a blessing to these people through the words that you speak, to edify them, to encourage them. And just be very sensitive. Be very sensitive. And you see, that's the point. It's not, knocking doesn't mean you become a full-time minister. Doesn't mean that you open a church or start a ministry. Knocking means that you the heart that God has for people, for souls, becomes engrafted in your heart. You just have the kind of heart that God has for people. That loving heart. You just have it for people. You know, it's not just about like the power of God now. It's about the heart of God being expressed through you. That's where knocking comes in. That's where knocking comes in. You can now pray for the sick and they recover. You can now live righteously above sin. You can now lead people to Christ. You can now participate in activities that prosper the kingdom of God. You see, in knocking, the focus is for you to be transformed. While in seeking, the focus is in knowing the Lord. So it's good to know the Lord. It's good to fellowship with the Lord. And I see a lot of people stop here. They just stay at knowing the Lord and enjoying God's presence. And you know, they have a consistent quiet time every day and stuff like that. But much more than that, the Lord wants to transform you into His very presence here on earth, such that you're going to be an expression of God's divine intervention towards the issues of life. Matthew 26 from verse 27 says, "And he took with him Peter and two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy." This is Jesus, the night before he was betrayed. He said to them, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even to death. Tarry you here and watch with me." And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." This is the kind of prayer that you pray in knocking. "Not my will, but your will." not my will but your will, not my will but your will. You see, I need to put a disclaimer here. If you are not ready to trail this path, it's fine, it's fine. Just stay at the level of seeking, getting things from the Lord, you know, and or just knowing the Lord and not having a practical expression of God through you. You know, you just attend online prayers and say amen, amen, amen. You know, but you see, a time is coming. One day will come when, God forbid, something will happen in the middle of the night, and you will call your pastor that used to pray for you and used to get things. You know, some people have gone as far as making pastors prayer contractors. So they don't want to graduate into the realm of seeking the Lord. They just want to stay at asking. And so they are prayer contractors. All they just do is give to these pastors and these pastors pray for them. You see, a day is coming when you will not even have time. Oh my God. May this not be your portion. Imagine an accident is about to happen. I remember one time last year an accident was about to happen. I was sitting in front and then the vehicle lost control and people were like shouting at the back, hey, don't press the brake, don't match the brake, and you know, all kind of stuff. Some people were like Jesus and stuff, and I was just sitting there in front and I was just calm in my spirit. I was just really calm, surprisingly, and then two words just dropped in my heart, not today, not today. And then I said that word out, not today. And immediately the vehicle became still. The vehicle, like, there was this calmness. The vehicle just became still and started going still, and then there was this calmness in the car and everybody just kept quiet until we got to our destination and everybody highlighted and went there with. At that time, I couldn't even remember. You see, a lot of them couldn't even remember picking their phones to call their pastors. They were just asking. They were just panicking and, you know, doing all sorts of things that they could do. So, it is important for you as a Christian to come to a point where you master the power of God. You master the holiness of God. You know, you master the law of God. So that God can be fully expressed through you. That's the essence of knocking. You see, the intensity to which some people will knock with your hand. You know, it depends on how fast you want to enter. You know, it is how fast you want to enter into the realm of expressing God on this earth and being a channel of people coming. Like, people come to you and then they encounter God. If that's what you really want, the rate at which you will come into that realm is dependent on how you knock. You know, you can be knocking with your hand. You can be knocking with a stone. You can pick a stone and knock. You know, it also depends on the type of gate too. Because you can pick a stone and knock on a glass. you can knock. You can pick a stone to knock. You can use blow to knock. You can bang on the door. You can use your feet to knock on the door. You can go and get a bazooka or a bulldozer and use it to knock on the door. But what you will use to knock, the rate at which you will knock, the things that you will use to knock will determine how fast the door will be open unto you. Amen. Now look at what Jesus said here. Why are we reading this scripture? Jesus now told his disciples, look at it all. Jesus went further and Jesus was praying. And then Jesus was saying, not my will, but your will. Okay, so this is a mixture of seeking and knocking. So Jesus knocked. Yeah, Jesus is starting to seek. So Jesus has come to a point where, okay, not your will, but my will. Okay, be done. So Jesus is praying. But then, the Bible says that in verse 40, and he came to the disciples and found them asleep. People that want to seek, oh, they are already sleeping. People that have left the realm of seeking to knocking, they don't sleep in their quiet time. You know, they don't feel okay sleeping in their quiet time. There are not people that will just read one verse and run out and rush out. There are people that they know that Saturday is my free time. They will spend at least a couple of hours in God's presence. Growing in God is not a deliberate effort. becoming something serious in the hand of God. And I'm not even talking about going to full-time ministry. I'm talking about wherever you are, letting the expression of God, the excellence of God, express in your career, in your work, in your ministry, in where, in your health, in your finances, letting the excellence of God in those areas, letting God be expressed through you, is to the degree that you are you, that you pursue the Lord. And you see, these people followed God, Jesus, to a point. Yeah, they've done well. They've left the realm of asking. They have indicated interest, but when they got here, what did they do? They slept. So they stayed at the realm of seeking. They didn't pursue to knock. And the Bible says he came, and he came to the disciples. He found them asleep. He said to them, "What? You could not even watch with me for 1 hour." And that's the story of many people. They can't even spend time praying. And you know, you are praying, and the focus of your prayer is to be transformed into the image of God, to be transformed from one level of glory to another. The focus of your prayer is to be edified, and that's the place of praying in tongues. You know, the focus of your prayer is for you to be transformed this time around. You can't even tarry 1 hour. And look at it, Jesus said, "Watch and pray, so that you will not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." When you come to the realm of knocking, then you have come, you have said bye bye to the flesh. You have come to a point where you are ready to walk with God in mortifying the deeds of the flesh. You are ready to put the spirit above the flesh, above the desire. You see, people that knock with God, they will wake up early before people. I don't know. Like, there's something that just keeps you going, that keeps you stayed in God's presence. You are dozing off, you go and get a bucket of water and you put your leg in it, and then you will pray. See, people that live like this, I tell you, sincerely under God, the devil is afraid of them. Don't come to it. See, you need to graduate from the level of being afraid of the devil to a point where you are the one that the devil is being afraid of. You need to come to a point where you graduate from someone that was still encouraging to pursue the Lord to someone who is encouraging people to pursue the Lord. You don't even talk, but people are around you, and we're not even talking about you. You know, I remember one time in my place of work, I was reading a book that says Becoming Like Jesus, and my colleague said, "Do you want to be a pastor?" And I replied to him, "Every Christian should be like Jesus. Being like Jesus is not for pastors." And that is true. I challenge you today. What kind of life do you want to live? Jesus has set the bar at age 33. Do you know what Jesus has done? Do you know how many sick people Jesus has healed? Do you know how many lives Jesus has blessed at age 33 before he left this earth? I want to challenge you. Are you just going to live like this? Are you just going to have money, build house, and have good family, and buy cars, and that's all we can say about your life? Or will you be this person that generations from now would have your name engrafted engrafted in the sand of time as someone who shook their world, who shook their generation in whatever sphere that they found themselves, and they shook their spheres in excellence, representing God? Jesus said, "Watch and pray. The spirit is willing. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And he went away going the second time, and he prayed, saying, "Oh my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, your will be done." And he came and found them asleep again. Oh, can you not be like these disciples? Can you wake up from your slumber? Can the Lord inspire hunger in you today? Enough with this weakness, enough with this slumber, enough with this laziness in my spirit, enough with this laziness and this interest towards the things of God. Enough. He says, and he came and found them asleep, for their eyes were heavy. Lord, I speak to your people today. I speak over them. Take away every heaviness of their eyes. Wake them up from their slumber and activate your spirit in them. let their spirit get again as sinners over their flesh, and let them enjoy the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. He says, and he left them and went away again and prayed to God and saying the same words. So Jesus must have prayed nothing less than 4 hours here, because the first time he must have spent 1 hour, and then he came back, and then he went again, and then he came back, and then he went again. So he must have spent at least 3 to 4 hours in praying. And he shows us that, and you see, it's not really the apostles' fault, because this thing is not, it doesn't really happen overnight. You know, yeah, you see, it's a truth. There's a truth that it doesn't happen overnight, that you have to start gradually, okay, say 2 hours, say 3 hours, but there's a supernatural help that can come from God in your relationship with Him. That it just happens overnight. You just find yourself praying. You are working in the office, you find your mouth already praying in tongues. You know, you find yourself doing house chores and you just see yourself praying already. You see, the way to a life that perfectly expresses God on this earth is to be a man and a woman of prayer. And I'm not just talking about praying as a routine, I'm talking about prayer as a life, about a life that is sold out to prayer. And you see, the prayer for us here is to seek true transformation. You honestly come and you seek true transformation. You know, to become a channel to whom God will be expressing Himself to the world. And this is the peak of prayer, that you are transformed so much that God is expressed through you. But the reason why few people are found in this class is because the flesh is weak and the spirit is weak. And the spirit is willing. The flesh is weak and the spirit is weak. Can you go to God this morning and say, God, let your spirit strengthen me to pursue knowing you and becoming like you. Let your spirit strengthen me to stay in the place of prayer. Let your spirit strengthen me to pursue your will and your will alone. Let me become a fervent man and woman of prayer. Make me into a fervent man and woman of prayer. God can do it. God can do it. Enough with this lumberness, enough with this weakness, enough with, you know, dozing off inconsistency in your prayer walk. Let God bring us into a steadfast walk with Him where we can pray and not be weary. There's a help of the Spirit. There's a supply of the Spirit that gains ascendancy over the weakness of the flesh. There's a strength of the Spirit that prepares you for the day of temptation, that stirs up anger and burdens in you to pray and pray the reality of God over nations, to pray the reality of God over generations and lineages, to pray the reality of God over your life, to pray the reality of God over enterprises. Kala Brada Dasus, when you come to this place, then you are not knocking with your hand anymore. You are banging the door. Kimano Bragadabala Bragadaba. How badly do you want to be transformed into the image of Jesus? How badly do you want to become an expression of answered prayer? A walking answered prayers on this earth. A living proof that God answers prayers. A living proof of the healing power of God. A living proof of the supernatural provision power of God. A living proof of the love of God. A living proof of the righteousness of God on this earth. The power to live above sin and sinful addictions. Can you make demand tonight right now and see the Spirit of God take total charge of me, stir up my spirit, defy my spirit to gain ascendancy over the weakness of the flesh. I will stay with the Lord, I will seek the Lord, I will seek His will,
and become steadfast in his will. Shakamande Bebekobalata. Ishakwata Bakwale Belemeno Kobrasis even a Shkalabatus. Ida Bragadaba da Bragada Bala Bragadaba. Ishakwanda Bala Bragada Bala Bragada Bala 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 Bragada. Ishakwanda Bragada Bala Bragada Bala Bragada Bala Bragada. Ishakwanda Bala Bragada Bala Bragada Bala Bragada. Eto Bakata Bala Bragada 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 Choose you this day. Choose you this day. What manner of life you want to have? Is it the life of a weakling or the life of the victorious? Is it the life of a sick or the life of a healer? Is it the life of a poor or the life of a rich? And wealth who makes others rich? Is it the life of the wretched, or the life of the sower, the one who through whom the Lord blesses and enriches other people? Is it the life of a weakling and a coward, or the life of one through whom people find confidence in the reality of God's existence and power and love? Karabagada, what do you want? What kind of life do you want? Choose you this day. Will you just be like a natural man who just came to this world just to have money and then go, and we cannot remember you generations from now due to the things that you wrought, the terrible things that you wrought in righteousness in the name of the Lord? In Jesus' name we are praying. I will encourage you to keep praying, even if this meeting ends. Keep praying before you go to bed. Keep praying. Find time to pray. I'm going to do the same as well. Just take time to pray, 30 minutes thereabout. As long as the Lord inspires you, just pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. And let this work that the Lord has begun, let it be finalized. Let it be finalized. And so, Father, I ask for your children that you would strengthen them, that their flesh will not gain ascendancy over them, that the spirit will gain ascendance over the weakness of their flesh, that the willingness of their spirit will be stronger than the weakness of their flesh, that you will cause them to be strengthened and to ride with wings as eagles in the pursuit of righteousness and in the pursuit of your will, O God, that you will cause these ones to pursue your will in all sincerity and steadfastness, that they will transition from just being receivers to people to whom you will bless the world, that these ones will not just be people who visited this world and lived, but they will fulfill your purpose on this earth towards their generation, towards nations. They will become people who will shape the world for you. They will become people who will be a blessing to their generations for you. Thank you, Lord, because you are opening the eyes of these ones to see the quicker picture. In the name of Jesus, there's someone here, the Lord is going to inspire your heart this week, and it's going to open your eyes to the bigger picture of what he has in plan for your life. You have been myopic, you have been one-sided, you have been satisfied with what you have in front of you. The Lord is going to take you a step further, and then he's going to open your eyes to see the wide and beyond range view of the plan and purpose that he has for your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you very much for joining us once again. This session will continue same time, 7 p.m. 8 to 9 p.m. 1 hour on Sunday, West African time, and 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We look forward to having you join us next week. We're starting a new series next week, and we look forward to what the Lord is set to do through us. Please look out for. Out for our online platforms for the updates on the events coming up next week. See you guys next week. God bless you. Have a productive week.